Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A 3-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly 3 decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, I hope you're ready for this because I had a little panic moment this morning. I'm not really sure I am ready for it. Morning to you, Hugh. What is up? It is that kind of season.
Good morning, John Fricke. Good morning, Atlanta. How's everybody doing this morning?
Well, you know, I was driving in this morning, and I realized, I went, uh-oh, I don't think I've done... I think I'm behind on Christmas. I went, oh, no. And I only got 19 days. And that's not good. I know. I think I messed up.
Well, that's what Amazon is for.
What does that even mean, yeah, though, John Fried? What does that mean you messed up on Christmas? I mean, because most people nowadays, they shop online. Why do you think Toys R Us went into bankruptcy?
Okay, fine. I have to go to online shopping. Yeah.
I mean, but what's the problem though, John?
Isn't Toys R Us going to have pop up stores? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. But they still went into bankruptcy.
They did go into bankruptcy.
But I'm just saying, what's the problem? Amazon has, if you know the right people, Daryl Ashurst, they had that Amazon Prime where you can get next day shipping. Like you can get it the same day if you order early enough, you get it the same day. So what you worried about?
I know. I'm gonna have to do online. I don't want to do it. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Well, most stores online offer 2-day shipping for free right now because everyone's competing against each other, competing against Amazon. So John, if you just order something that you know someone wants, it'll be here in two days.
People go to the mall nowadays because it's tradition. Mm-hmm. To be totally honest,
right?
Because you know me personally, I don't really go to the mall to get clothes because most of the clothes in the mall don't really fit me. Mm-hmm. So I have to shop online, to be totally honest. Like, I go get T-shirts and stuff like that, but not paying. So I've
got to go up to those outlets and do that. Yeah. I hate clothes shopping, which, by the way, I got to do tomorrow because I need new sneakers.
Online.
You just go get some dad sneakers, man. Why you got to make it so hard on yourself? Get some dad sneakers. That's what you're going to wear anyway. Go and get your pair of – go to what's that – what's that place, right there off of 400 that everybody go to, the men's, the KD shoe? What's the shoe store over there by the Bed Bath & Beyond, Daryl? You right there. Design, is it DSW?
DSW Warehouse.
Go to DSW and get you a pair of shoes, man. Don't make it hard. John, you ain't about to get no J's or nothing. Just go and get you a
pair. Design a Shoe Warehouse?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Right off of 400.
Yeah, it's right as soon as you get off on 400, Lennox Road right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're making it seem like you about to go get you a fresh pair of J's or some Huaraches or something. You ain't about to do that.
No, I'm not going to get spend. My cap on sneakers is probably $40.
Well, there you go. Designer Shoe Warehouse. Get you some Designer Shoe Warehouse. Get you something nice and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Get or you some Skechers.
Or just drive up to the Nike Outlet Mall.
Right.
That's all.
You're going to send him out there to get some shoes that he
get
probably only.
Get some shoes with class.
He Skechers. He get a pair of Skechers. Skechers are nice. Skechers are real nice.
John, you can go to Ross Dress for Less and find some. No, I'm for real. And find some real dope shoes. I can show you the one to go.
He talking about something to wear every day. You can still find something to wear every day.
I'm talking about Nikes and yeah, nice Nikes too.
You don't need to stretch yourself out for some shoes, John, because it ain't like, you know, saying you're only getting one pair that you're probably going to wear all the time. Right. So it's not, you don't need to do that.
I guess I was more thinking about, okay, I've got to go to the dentist today, which I don't want to do, but I do, because I've got another crown I've got to get, right? So I've already got one crown, another crown. My budget for Christmas was X number of dollars. I blew that away and then some.
Okay? Come on with that crown?
Well, no, just in presents, okay? I went way too heavy on the presents.
See, I don't get presents.
Now, and then I realized, I've still got to buy presents for my mom, my dad, and my in-laws. Because my in-laws, I got to tell you, my in-laws do this thing that drives me nuts. They do this thing, I don't know if this happens in your family. It's not a, you know, what do they call that, the where they do the Santa thing where you
Secret Santa?
No. The other one where it's like a white elephant. Or a red elephant, or like a
don't know
pink
about that, John.
Yeah, like a gender neutral gift.
No. Where you everybody gets a gift.
Yeah.
And then you can trade it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. Red elephant, white elephant. Something like that. So they do this in white elephant, and they have a $50. But you've got to buy two gifts. Everybody has to buy two gifts. I'm like, Why? We're adults.
$50 each?
Yes.
Oh.
There's $100 out of my pocket.
That's crazy.
On one side of the family, another $100 out of my pocket on the other side of the family to buy four gifts that can be traded. I'm like, and I'm not even there for the trade because it happens up in Indiana.
Well, then how do you trade whatever gift you get?
I guess we do it on the phone. I don't know. They just tell us. They say, oh, you're left with this and this and this and this. And then they send it to us. And it's like,
well, you don't participate then. If you're not there, you don't participate.
But that's a big thing with her family.
Oh, no, I'm not buying them. I haven't bought Christmas gifts in a long time. Like in a long, long time.
Oh, so I guess you guys aren't buying us anything.
No. Probably not.
Probably a scratch-off ticket.
No.
Probably not. Yeah.
I'll get some scratchers for you guys.
Buy Gloria gifts.
I'm not buying gifts.
Yeah, adults don't get presents.
No, they don't. Only kids get presents.
AT is literally sad right now. Yeah, this doesn't happen on Dukes of Hazzard.
Welcome to the morning show.
Back 15 years ago,
times is hard around
here, bro.
The bank account looks a little.
No, you know what it is about Christmas gifts, though? We've gotten to the point, and I think I've said this before. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
But we've gotten to the point now, Daryl, where there's pressure. To get the right gift. Mm-hmm. And I'm not succumbing to that pressure around this time of year. I don't do it with my kids. I don't do it with anybody. Because it's like, dude, the thought is always, to me, has been the thought that counts. So whatever gift that if anybody thought about getting for me, I always appreciate it. But people aren't like that. No. You know, you get the worst feeling in the world is when you get that. You go out and spend your day finding somebody a gift, and they unwrap it, and they go, oh.
And you know what I would do? Take it away from them right then and there.
But you know what? See, me, you're a better person than me because it's going to be a whole bunch of stuff that's being said
like,
on
what
Christmas.
What do you mean, huh?
No, it ain't going to be no what do you mean. It's going to be like, blah,
what you mean?
It's going to be, I'm going in. Yeah, it's going to be a bleak fest.
Yeah, and no offense, Arthur. I blew away my budget for Christmas because, you know, because I not only do I have a total budget, and I don't know how about you, Hugh, or Wendy, or anybody here, but I have like an individual gift budget. I try not to spend too much on one gift otherwise, because if I've got so much money to spend, then so much for my daughter, so much for my wife, and if I spend too much on one gift, then I can't, because I'd like to get them three or four things, right? You know, but if you go out and spend $400 or $500 on one gift, that, you know, that's pretty much it.
See, I look at it like this. I have two ex-wives. I had to pay, what's that, alimony out twice? So whatever gift that you get, because either one I'm working, so whatever gifts y'all get, I pay for them. Mm-hmm. So you don't ask me for nothing. I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
I mean, because both of them got nice little settlements.
See, John, you made Hugh depressed.
No, I wasn't trying to do that.
Hey, but that's how I look at it. So, you know, children that's involved, man, listen, everything that y'all have, I made it possible. So y'all can go ahead and, you know, you know what you do. Daryl, it's the truth.
And then we
I know. AT, not on here.
AT over here begging for a gift.
Begging?
Wow.
Well, you were begging, AT.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
I'm going home. Bye.
See, AT, you don't remember. 20 years ago, I asked you for two Hawks tickets, and you blew me off.
You said 20 years ago.
Who? Who are you?
Basically, that's what I got. I got the cold shoulder. You know, oh, no, I'm just kidding. It's actually not. By the way, that's not true. I never ask AT for tickets, right?
I don't know. Look at AT kind of guy. He started sweating in here when you said that.
No, I never did.
He probably asked for the Bulls game.
Yeah, out of the blue. Hey, AT, how about four courtside from Jordan, huh?
Who are you?
It is a busy Thursday. It's going to be a big Thursday. Arthur Blank is going to join the afternoon show this afternoon at 3:10 today. They'll be talking to the owner of the Atlanta Falcons and, of course, now maybe a little bit more, the owner of Atlanta United as the United gets set for the game on Saturday. We're going to have full coverage on Saturday. We can now tell you that Carl Dukes and I will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium from 2 to 6 on Saturday. So you want to be here all day Saturday. If you're getting ramped up for the game, you want to tune it in. And when you get up Saturday morning, tune it in to 92.9 The Game. Lock it in here. And by 2 o'clock, we're going to be broadcasting live from the stadium. Of course, the game's not till 8. But Carl and I will have interviews and reaction with all the fans and what's kind of going on, setting the scene for Jason Longshore and Mike Conte to take over the broadcast at 6 and take you to the game at 8. Having said that, yesterday, Atlanta United Hugh did its very best to try to be coy about this big announcement yesterday at the Blank family home. The big announcement, we all knew what it was going to be, but MLS did its best to try to keep it under wraps. But Joseph Martinez won the MVP yesterday, and a very nice moment, and a couple of thoughts about being over there to kind of witness it. One is the throng of media for a midday announcement in the middle of the week for Major League Soccer, there were 30 cameras. There were 100-plus media members there. The place was packed for soccer. And I was just like, wow. I mean, this is like almost football-worthy in terms of the attention that it gets.
And rightfully so, John. It's a big deal. And it should be treated as such. And anybody that feels that it's not needs to probably go somewhere and sit down. But it is a big deal. And for him to win MVP, we all kind of felt that that was going to be the case, you know, scoring 30-plus goals this year. But for him to win it and it be solidified and for them to be in the position that they're in to actually bring a championship to Atlanta, yeah, it's well-deserved. It's mm-hmm. definitely well-deserved.
And then Miggy Almiron, by the way, finished second in the voting. So it went 1-2 Atlanta United in the MVP voting ahead of Wayne Rooney, ahead of Zlatan Ibrahimovic, ahead of everybody else, 1-2 for Joseph and Miggy in the MVP voting for MLS. And, boy, every dignitary for the Atlanta United was there, and it was really kind of a neat event and to have Joseph win the MVP. And it just goes to show, again, that, you know, I know Atlanta fans are frustrated. Believe me, I'm a frustrated Atlanta fan, all right? But what we have working in this town, whether it's Ronald Acuna that's Rookie of the Year, whether it's Joseph Martinez's MVP, whether it's, you know, all these young stars that we have in this city right now, I believe strongly that our future is very bright. Now, hopefully that translates into some championships at some point, and maybe that starts Saturday because I believe that we have been – there's no curse. Let's stop with that right now. There's no curse. We've been snake bit, but there's no curse. No curse against the city. At least I hope there isn't. Do you think there's a curse against Atlanta?
I don't know, John. I don't think so. I mean, but some people feel that way. I think some people will be going into this game this weekend, and they're going to be feeling like Atlanta United's match, I mean, and they're going to be feeling like, okay, what's going to happen now? I think there's going to be some that feel that way. I don't think that that's right, but that's how some people feel. I even heard people on our station. I even heard some of our hosts, you know, allude to the fact that there's a curse here or always, you know, just look at things. I'm not going to say in a negative light, but in a pessimistic kind of way.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's one of those things where I believe the energy you put out is the energy that you get back. And if you put out that positive energy, then you have positive things happen. And that's just how I am. So I don't, there's no direct correlation with Atlanta United and anybody else. This is their own standalone team, their own standalone unit, and whatever that happens this weekend, they are not carrying the hopes of the city on their back. They're out there playing soccer, and they're in position in their second season to do some really big things, and that's how I look at it.
Meantime, the Falcons get ready to head on a big plane way north up towards Canada, AO. The Green Bay, Wisconsin against the Acme Packers. What does Dan Quinn have to say about the state of the team and about the game ahead? We had a chance to talk to the coach. We're going to bring you that interview next.
It is now my pleasure to present to team captain Michael Parkhurst and Atlanta United the 2018 Eastern Conference Championship Trophy.
Congrats to our Atlanta United.
Now, it's on to the Cup Final versus Portland this Saturday.
Once you move into the playoffs, you can't really take any chances. You can't take any risks. You have to defend as a team. I thought we did that tonight.
Our Atlanta United play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dan Quinn, who joins us on the waitforit.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning. You know, Coach, me and John were kicking around this story by Von McClure this morning, and I just want to ask you this question real quick. Given the hits that Matt Ryan has taken this year, is there any thought about pulling him out for these last couple of games?
No. Hell no. Like, we're going to fight, Hugh. You know that. And everything we do, Matt's right at the front of it. And so what we got to do, we got to do it better. And I don't expect those hits to stay at that level. I expect that number to go down when we do what we do better, and that's play actions and boots and running the ball. So, no, that is not part of our thought or discussion in any way.
You know what, Coach? That kind of leads into my next question I want to ask because, the run game has been a bit of a struggle this year. And could you talk about why do you think that is? Is that because of the boot actions and everything else that you couldn't that doesn't happen on the field?
No, I don't think it's a reflection of the play action at all. I think, you know, we started slow. I thought then we kind of hit, you know, a better spot where we were able to run it better. And then over the last 4 weeks, slowed way down again. And so I anticipate that revving back up. We're working like crazy to get that part of our game correct. And it's not to the standard that we've set at all, but it does establish everything that we'd like to do. So it does start from there, Hugh, you're right. And then it allows some of those other things to be even better, the play pass, the boots, and the keepers. That's really a part of our offense where a lot of our explosive passes come from, or in those on the play passes. But in the run game, that is not to the standard we set for ourselves, so we're going to keep digging on that. If it was just one thing, we'd certainly hit that one. So we're going to keep digging, man. That's what we do to try and get it right, and we got another chance at it this weekend.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn of the Atlanta Falcons ahead of the Falcons and Packers on Sunday. So second time this year you had to go in on the road, Cleveland and now Green Bay, where you've had to face a team that has changed head coaches right before your game. Of course, Cleveland from Hugh Jackson to Greg Williams. Now, of course, Mike McCarthy to Joe Philbin. And you saw the Cleveland game, Coach, a lot of unscouted looks. Is that something you have to prepare for this week, potentially with Joe Philbin?
Yes, I think you do. And they've got a huge playbook to begin with. So, you know, when you have Aaron Rodgers under center for this long, they got a full complement of things that they can do. And Joe's been there, you know, in two different stints, I believe, with Green Bay. So he's got plenty of experience, and I would say likely they've got enough scheme that there's will be some unscouted ones, but something they have for sure, you know, heading into it. So we're you know, preparing. Like I said, we've played these guys some in the past, but they've got a big package, and it'll take us all the way through the week to get ourselves ready.
Is Aaron Rodgers still one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL to you, Coach?
Yeah, 100%, Hugh, and it's his ability with the accuracy. You see he's got, you know, just one interception on the year. I mean, think about how difficult that is. So he can make all the throws and those that he can because he doesn't put the ball into spots where, you know, there's a, you know, chance to get picked. He just has that kind of accuracy to, you know, to deliver it in the right space. So, yeah, 100%, I believe that he is.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn about the Falcons and the Packers on Sunday, 1 o'clock kick at Lambeau Field. You know, what is Lambeau? I got to tell you, Coach, one of the few stadiums I have not been to, and it's always bothered me, is Lambeau Field. I've never had a chance to get up to there. What is Lambeau Field like? What is Lambeau Field like in December?
It's a good environment at any time. Lots of history there, but more than anything, man, like the biggest thing is coming back out of there with a W. That's really the only focus in where we're at and how we got to go attack. But from a football environment, you know, just like you like, and battling for him, Hugh, I'm sure you've had, you know, some good battles there through the years. It's a good spot to play, but more than anything, come back with a win.
Yeah, of course, Falcons and Packers knocking heads here. This is a battle that the Falcons have had the better of, and you had, as you mentioned, with Aaron Rodgers, managed to be able to, I don't know if you contain him, but you managed to get the better of him in some of those key games in the past, and now you go up against a team that, as you said, unscouted looks, and you're not really sure what you're going to be facing when you get into Green Bay, and that's got to be difficult. But now defensively, you guys have kind of really started to, you know, feel your oats a little bit. That's, you know, as we look through this losing skid here, Coach, you know, you start to pick apart and try and find the good things here, and you've seen some growth on your defense has stood up at times and played pretty good.
You know, the ability to hold teams to field goals, that's obviously a big thing, and so that was the case on Sunday, but we've got to do a better job. You know, we can still improve on third down, and that turnover margin can really improve. So, you know, forced some fumbles in the last game. We only got one of them, but I love that we scored, and I love, I'm sure the fans did too, just the strain of the guys leading to go get blocks to get Vic in the end zone. So those are things definitely that I'm seeing tick up, and definitely something that we can improve in this fourth quarter of the season.
How good was it to have Deion Jones back out there on the field, Coach?
You know what? It was awesome, man. You know, it's the energy, Hugh, that he brings as a teammate, you know, as a play caller, the alerts, and he plays with such speed, and he was one of the guys that really was attacking the ball to go. So I was expecting him to take a while to get back into it, but he was such a factor right off the bat. So we're pumped to have him back, and good news for him. He came through the game just fine. And he was as happy as anybody to be sore after the game, you know, from playing, not in his foot or anything, but just from playing.
Let's talk a little bit, if you could, Coach, about the health of the team going into the game.
The only one that didn't come through in the way that we'd wanted was Josh Harris. So he's been continuing to deal with a hip injury that, you know, just wasn't, you know, improving. And so we put Josh on IR. And so with that injury, we signed veteran John Kondo as a long snapper, long-time snapper in the league, and you know, glad to welcome him into the team and get rolling with him.
You know, what does that mean? You know, it's such an unsung position, and Josh has been doing it, you know, so long, and I trust you'll be okay at the spot. But, boy, that's one of those things that fans, you know, you don't think about the long snapper. It's sort of like, you know, you don't think about, you know, the referee until he kind of injects himself into the game or makes a mistake. I mean, until he does, everything is just, you know, spot on. He hadn't missed much, if at all, that I could ever think of.
No, he does an excellent job. And in the punt, you have, you know, the snap and obviously the protection. And then in field goal, you know, it's, they get so technical, John, like you can imagine as a snapper to deliver the ball to the holder, you know, with the laces already positioned up. So when he places the ball down, the laces are out. Like, that's the level of detail that snappers go into. Can they deliver the ball with the rotation that puts the laces at the top of the catch? So when they put it down, it's already facing out. It's amazing the level of expertise that people can go into. And John Kondo has certainly been one that's done it a long time. And Josh, we're bummed for him. He's such a tough guy. He's battled through finger and hip this year. So we'll get him back and we'll get him ready. But, you know, that loss, you know, certainly hurts.
Coach Quinn, just broadly, you know, to the fans, you've got four games to go. And obviously, you're, you know, just a chance for you to talk to the fans, because I know that there's been a lot of, you know, disappointment and angst about what happened this season. Certainly is, obviously, for you. And, you know, anything, you know, you want to just say, kind of tell the fans right now?
Well, I, you know, I understand there's, you know, when you have a four-game stretch like we did, there's dark cloud overhead, but I just want them to know, you know, how hard we're going to go after it. And you're going to see fantastic leadership from the players. You're going to see this turnover margin go up and play like we're capable of playing. We're so pumped to have four NFC teams, you know, on this next quarter, two of them in the division. So they'll get our best, and we love them. They love us, and, you know, from a fan standpoint, but we cannot wait to go and battle. For it. We got much to prove here in this fourth quarter, and we're going to go after it like crazy.
Yeah, and it's Aaron Rodgers against Matt Ryan. It should be a classical battle of two of the top premier quarterbacks in the game on Sunday. Looking forward to it, Coach.
Yeah, no doubt. Two proud teams are going to go battle for it, and it'll be a hell of a game.
It will be a hell of a game, and of course, we're going to be broadcasting it as we get ready for the end of the season. It'll be interesting to see how both teams react. One thing is true, that with both teams being out and Green Bay having a new coach, there's some motivation here that's kind of inside the game, you, because there's pride on the line, and anytime you put Matt Ryan against Aaron Rodgers, somebody's got something to prove.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm worried about, John. I'm worried about everybody else. I mean, you know, we've seen this offensive line, and the fact that they haven't been playing up to snuff. I mean, and, you know, Matt Ryan's a gamer. Matt Ryan's a gamer. But this is the time of year, and, you know, it's tough. This is the time of year when it's not a whole lot on the line. You start to think about things you probably shouldn't be thinking about as a football player. And the last couple of weeks, to be honest, it's been progressively worse across the line. So it's one of those things. You look at this game this weekend, John, and I honestly feel, I strongly feel, that it's going to be a telling game for a lot of people. So much so that, you know, if the outcome is not a positive one, I got a feeling Coach Quinn is going to be very, very animated at the press conference. It might be one of those situations. Hopefully that's not the case. But this is, you know, like I said yesterday, this cold weather, it's going to tell you a lot about your team. It's going to tell you a lot about the guys that you depend on to fight through certain things. You're going to see that this weekend.
Well, maybe that's you know, a good indicator of exactly how much fight is in this team. And you couldn't find a better place. You're going up against a team that's also you know, in the same predicament you're at, in their place and in the cold weather. I guess you're right, Hugh. You find out an awful lot about what makes this team, you know, the guts of this team right now and who's going to step up. And, you know, all the talking, Devondre, Julio, all the talking doesn't mean a whole lot if you're not out there playing. And you're right. You're being way too kind about this offensive line. They're going to get somebody killed if they don't do their job, because Green Bay is just going to tee off. Everybody's going to tee off on these guys now. Pin their ears back. There's no reason to respect the running game.
Yeah. I mean, that's where we're at right now, John, and it's tough. It's tough sledding for the running game. But like I said, this is the time of year where you have to be able to establish that somehow. You're going to have to be able to do that. If you don't, it's going to be a rough day.
Well, you can stay nice and warm on a cold Sunday and watch the game with us, our official viewing party for the Falcons and Packers We'll be at Taco Mac Metro in Midtown starting at noon on Sunday. A lot of prizes. The cheerleaders will be there, Freddie the Falcon, and you should be too at Taco Mac Metro in Midtown for the official watch party on Sports Radio 99 of the Falcons and Packers. When we get back, our first run through on this Thursday of the Wendy Zone, and I've seen one of the stories. There's one story you got to hear. That's next with John and Hugh and the crew on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, you know, we sort of evolve as time continues on. Language and meanings of words can often change. I know you use PC a lot, but the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, had a suggestion for all of us in society, and they tweeted out a new list of what they're deeming acceptable replacements for terms and phrases that we often use involving animals. So this is what their tweet said. Words matter, and as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves along with it. Here's how to remove speciesism from your daily conversation.
Wait, speciesism?
Speciesism. From your daily conversations.
All right.
So the tweet has an instead of and say list, which is, here we go. So instead of, you've heard the phrase, kill two birds with one stone.
Sure, of course.
They want you to say, feed two birds with one scone.
No, I'm not going to say feed two birds with one scone. No, you kill two birds. Come on.
So that's the first one.
Now, are you serious?
Yes. So instead of saying be the guinea pig, they want you to say be the test tube.
Oh my God. Really?
Oh, it gets better. So instead of beat a dead horse, you know.
Yeah, you beat a dead horse.
Don't beat a dead horse. They want you to say feed a fed horse.
Oh my, okay.
Instead of saying bring home the bacon, which means, you know, bring the money home.
Right, bring home the bacon.
Bring home the bagels. This is all part of what PETA is calling speciesism. And finally, you know how we say take the bull by the horns?
Right.
Very popular one. They want you to say take the flower by the thorns. So.
Okay.
Speciesism is apparently a thing.
Hey, PETA, I got some words for you. G-T-H-O-H, PETA.
Take the bull by the horns. Take the flower by the thorns.
Taken this
Speciesism?
They've taken this a little bit too far.
Yeah.
Now I understand. You know, I even thought at times about, you know, being part vegan. And, you know, I understand, and, you know, the plight of the animal. But when you start telling me what not to say,
I'm an animal lover. Like, I love all animals. But never have I thought speciesism is a thing when it comes to phrases that we say, nor would I really take them, you know, seriously. Like, kill two birds with one stone. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, nobody ever thinks about, you know.
No.
I mean, nobody's.
It's not like you, like.
Right.
You're thinking about killing two birds. Yeah, it's just a saying.
No, it's just a saying, right.
Yeah, you're not actually going through any of these actions.
Getting a bag of rocks and hunting in the backyard for a cardinal or two, you know?
This has gotten to the point where things have gotten so ridiculous that you can't say anything.
You can't
say anything,
you know,
without somebody being offended.
You know someone was paid six figures for that. I'll just leave that right there.
Yeah, to figure that out, to figure out these phrases. But it's got to the point, man, now, like, whenever you say anything, if you don't follow it up by, hey, I don't mean this, or you, like, you gotta put a caveat on it in order to not get all the hate or whatever it is that you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten so ridiculous now. No, it's like nobody understands. Like, you know what? He's just probably using it as a saying. They automatically assume that, you know, you're either, if you say something about somebody, you're defending that person, or, you know, you mean something literally. Hey, you know, I don't mean to beat a dead horse. How dare you disrespect horses or talk about horses in that matter? Come on, man. Relax.
Wait a second. So I'm supposed to be, let me get this straight. I'm supposed to be at the Longhorn, and then I'm supposed to have somebody scold me for asking for a doggy bag at the Longhorn.
Don't you dare do that, John.
You doggy bag. Dude, I just ate a dead cow, all right? I mean, a large portion of by the way, it was tasty, okay?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you were doing all right with the dead doggy bag thing, but then you just took it too far. You took it too far.
You're going to be getting a knock on your door.
Yeah, you're going to be written up by PETA.
Oh, come on, stop. I'm still happy as a clam. Come on.
For speciesism. Well, it's that time of year where... Okay. It's crazy.
What was it? The trans species dude or whatever?
Yeah, the chick, he thought it was a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I did a story where dude thought it was a turkey for Thanksgiving. And he wanted to stop serving his brethren, his turkey kind for Thanksgiving. He thought he always identified as a turkey since he was 5 years old.
Like a person?
Yes. He's from Texas too. I think he was from Texas. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That strange coming out of Texas. That's usually come out of Florida.
That's Florida folks.
Those are Florida folks. But no, this dude was from Texas, which was surprising.
And he identified as a turkey?
He identified since he was 5 years old as a turkey.
I wonder what happened at 5 years old that made him identify as a turkey. That's a very intriguing story. Did y'all do that on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was around that time. Yeah. It was around that time.
Oh, boy. Well, he's probably come up with a speciesism thing, too. Well, it's that time of year where we're going to get those lists, you know, best of list, top whatever list as we approach the new year. Well, mm-hmm. Apple just released a list of the most popular iPhone apps of the year. So we have the top 10 list. Which one do you think is the number one most downloaded app this year?
Tinder.
Let's see. No, Tinder is not on the list. Most of them are going to be social sites. Social sites.
Oh, is there an
like
app
Facebook?
For-
Like stuff
Facebook,
like that.
Like Facebook's number 5 and Facebook Messenger is number 4 on the top 10 okay. list of most downloaded apps of 2015.
I use that sometimes when I want to check my stuff. But what Tinder is a social app though, considered a social app as well, right?
A dating app.
Oh, well, social okay.
Like a social like
I don't know. I don't know too many social apps.
Okay, we'll just go through the list. At number 10, you have Spotify, where everyone's downloading their music nowadays.
Okay.
Gmail is number 9 on the list. 8, Google Maps. Number 7, Netflix.
Wait a minute. Is Google Maps considered social because you can find people on the map?
Well, no. Most of them are on the list are social apps. But no, this is just a list of the most downloaded apps
of 2018. Gotcha.
So number 7 is Netflix. Number 6, Bitmoji.
Bitmoji,
where you can create a character that looks just like you.
Yeah. Okay, I've seen that. Okay.
Number 5, like I said, Facebook Messenger at number 4. Number 3 is Snapchat as the most downloaded app. Number 2, Instagram. And at number 1, where the 7-year-old made $22 million this year, YouTube is the number 1 most downloaded app, according to Apple, for 2018.
You know what's funny? They're not called millennials, but the ones after the millennials.
My son, Gen X.
Yeah, that's Gen what my X. My son told me that, Gen X. They watch YouTube. Like he'll sit there and watch YouTube videos just videos of stuff like other people playing video games and stuff like that. That's the generation now. That's what they do.
There's like YouTube TV now where you can watch all your sporting events. Like I know the NBA was on top of it. Mm-hmm. They're getting into live TV.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, they're getting into a lot of live television, live streaming TV. Because once Google bought YouTube, it was kind of like that was going to happen. Is there an Apple app for? Hey, Apple, what the hell happened to your stock? Is there an app for that?
I'm guessing you have Apple stock, John?
Yeah.
And it's not doing well.
No.
Oh, no. Apple stock did not make the top 10.
Yeah. No.
Hold on. I can tell you right now, though, Twitter came in at 20th, which is...
Twitter's in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter's business model is in serious... part of the reason with Twitter's business model is that they're banning people for no reason. I mean, so many people are getting, banned.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've got a problem. I don't know what it is, but a lot of people are leaving Twitter. Is there a competitor to Twitter?
Not that I'm aware of. But Instagram seems to be the one that most people are using right now. By the way, the most downloaded game of the year, according to the apps, is not going to be a shocker. Fortnite is the most downloaded game app, according to Apple.
I don't see how you play Fortnite on your phone, though.
Daryl has Fortnite on his phone.
And I play it.
But are you adept at it? Is it easy? Is it easy to play?
I think so.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I play NBA 2K on my phone also.
Okay.
I would think you would have to just get used to the movements with your like a controller, but using your phone instead. Am I right, Daryl?
Yeah. I don't know how to play it outside of the phone.
Oh yeah, I don't. No, I'm not trying to do that. That's just like I guess that would kind of be like playing Destiny on my phone. But I guess if I did have it on my phone, I would probably play it.
You have Destiny on your phone here?
No, I have. I said if I did have it, I'd probably play it. I probably would.
Falcons get ready for the Packers. Packers get ready for the Falcons. And the Packers have an interim head coach. Now the rumors are flying as to who their next head coach will be. And one of the rumors that came out last night, the name might interest you a lot because it's intriguing. It made me go, okay, that would be a different thing. Next, with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.